This is episode 27 of the Reading Coves podcast. If you're a book lover who may be interested in joining our online book club, please visit our website at thereadingcove.com. For February 2013, we're discussing Awaken by Katie Kavinsky. So hi, I'm Millennia from Florida.
And I'm Roberta from Georgia.
And we are here today to chat about the Cove's 147th pick, which is Awaken by Katie Kavinsky. And this was chosen by Cove member Joyce. How did you like it, Roberta?
Well, overall, I did like it. I liked the premise of it. And as I posted just recently in our discussion questions on the Cove, that it does seem like it's not so far-fetched like some of these other dystopian futuristic books you read, that you could see these things happening.
Right.
Because a lot of them really are happening to a certain extent, you know, even now, even the more digital things we get into. About the only thing I think you probably made mention of it that kind of was I wouldn't give it a higher grade, but it's nobody's fault but my own, because mm-hmm. I'm certainly years removed from being a young adult, is, you know, and it was written for young adults, but a lot of these young adult books nowadays do have sort of a crossover appeal because of their themes, but the young adult kind of angsty romance thing, well, you know, I had to kind of, as you would say, I just kind of skim through that because I just couldn't relate to that. That was, you know, too much, but that's, it wasn't meant to appeal to, you know, older people such as myself.
Right.
But the digital part of it and how things had come apart, that I can very well see how that could easily happen the way we're going down the path now.
Right. Well, we're just kicking off our online discussion with the rest of the group today.
Right.
But I think from what, you know, the people who've shared so far, everyone's pretty much enjoyed it. I see B's and maybe a couple C's. I know I gave it a C. But I think everybody else has pretty much given it a B or B plus. So I think it's pretty well enjoyed. My opinion, I think it's probably good for the target audience, like you were saying, the young adult audience that it's written for, because the romance is such a huge part of the story. The other side of it, the dystopian side, to me it was kind of so-so. I really didn't get a strong sense of the world building of this 2060 year that we're supposed to be in. I mean, I get it, it's a digitopia and everybody's inside now because, you know, they're afraid to be outside and fear's driven them all inside. But I really didn't feel like it was, I don't know why, it didn't come through that strongly for me. And like you, I was just so bored with the romance thing. It was just so boring. And it's funny because a few of the ladies in my face-to-face group, we were talking about the appeal of the young adult, the crossover appeal that you mentioned. And, you know, aside from people who are in that stage of life, you know, late teens to early 20s stage, you know, no romantic experience, going through your first loves and all of that stuff. And then people who are, you know, maybe like women of a certain age who are nostalgic for that first love stage type of thing. I think I'm like in between. I'm that's why it bores me to death, because I don't really have that nostalgic thing that a lot of these other women say is, you know, why they love to read young adult novels.
Right.
And I read them because some of them have really nice ideas about, you know, they're clever with the idea of a digitopia society. I could see our society becoming that. And we're talking a bit about that in the group, where people just communicate solely through technology and face-to-face interaction is like a thing of the past. And in the book, it was interesting because, you know, what's his name? Justin was like taking Maddie to clubs. It's like, people don't do that anymore. People don't go to clubs and dance with other people and stuff like that. So it's like a novelty. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, sort of underground type thing.
Yeah, it's an underground movement.
Like the old speakeasies.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. And you know, I could see that to some degree happening if our value of you know, real interaction with each other is diminished.
Well, yeah, I mean, because I think sometimes people do feel safer, and unfortunately, it seems like even besides these school shootings, which is what in this book that, you know, had been sort of the turning point for the digital schools coming about, since Maddie's father had had to deal with a horrendous, you know, event, then that was sort of like the final straw for him.
Right.
But, you know, besides the school things, then even here now in this day and age, especially here in Atlanta, for some reason, it's like every day you turn on the news or pick up the paper and there's a shooting. I mean, every day. And
Yeah.
it's over something trivial. It's just something silly, you know. And a lot of times, because people have been out to a party or to a club and somebody gets mad with somebody else. So you could see that too, that some of these people could get, even though they might enjoy partying, doing stuff, that they could start thinking, hey, life is too scary. It's easier just to stay home and enjoy things vicariously and do other things that are a little bit more safe,
Right. That's
because
true.
it's sort of like you're taking your life in your hands practically anytime you go out, or you want to go out in a big group or something. You're afraid to go out by yourself anywhere, even in broad daylight.
Yeah, so it really is a timely sort of story to, you know, say like, what if this happened in 60 years or so?
Right.
You
But
know.
at the same time, it would be so sad. You'd feel so isolated because, oh, you know, we all like our devices and we like our computers and all, but if you didn't have that much human interaction, that I just don't think it could be very good for your mental health. I think, you know, you'd end up having other problems. You may be, quote, safe in a way, but you really wouldn't be happy. You know, there wouldn't be that little joy from the little smaller things in life of just doing little small fun things.
Right. And I was just reading a post from Lori, one of our other members in the group, who was saying, you know, it's nice to have the option, but they should remain options.
Right.
You know, instead of taking over the way we interact with each other and communicate.
Right. And then in a way you do, some of them now, I think now you can opt out or opt in. That in a way it's good with a lot of digital devices. They'll know where you are, or know where the device is at least, because, and which is good in a way, because if someone steals it, they can track them down. But at the same time, if you have these things turned on, you really do feel in a way that Big Brother is watching you, that, you know, there is no real privacy, because you're on this sort of electronic leash, that where you could be checked. Because even on these mystery shows that we like to watch on TV, they'll always pull up these phone records, or they'll try to triangulate where the phone's from. So, you know, it's already out there where they can use the you know, digital devices for good, but also for sort of scary spy-like things in a way.
Absolutely, kind of like in the book,
You're right.
because Maddie's father was, you know, keeping tabs on her because she had been involved in the revolution at one point against this digital world dominance,
Right.
and her father's like the leader of it. And
Right.
then you have Justin, and his parents are like outlaws because they're fighting against it, and they live in this like Eden place in California.
Right. Well,
Or
they're sort of like the latter day, the recoming or resurgence of the hippies, basically. That's what I felt like. They were like, you know, the next age of the
hippie
hippies.
movement. Yeah.
Right. Well, it's not so much good versus evil. It's just two different you know, thoughts and two different approaches to life. The you know, safe but restricted one versus the free, a little bit more chancy one.
Right.
And there's always gonna, no matter how things are set up with any kind of government, there's always gonna be people unhappy. That's just life. There's gonna be people that are never going to be happy with the status quo. They're going to rail or fight against it.
Right. I thought the premise was good, but maybe the execution was a little bit weak.
Well, this was her debut novel, right?
Oh, was it?
I think so, but okay. Maybe I'm wrong. I know there's both. Someone was saying in the group that there's a sequel. There's always a sequel. All these books seems like they have trilogies at least to
expand the story. Yeah, the next book is called Middle Ground, I think.
Yeah,
somebody posted about it, and I think it's a good book for its target audience.
Right.
I think if I were, you know, that age, I'd probably really enjoy it.
Yeah, it would make you think, because so many of these kids now, they have to have all the latest devices and mm-hmm. do so many things with that it might give them pause to think about, you know, what if that was their whole life and they didn't have the other things with their friends and all.
Right.
And you wonder even, too, you know, that you could see things were freer when Maddie's mother and father were younger. It wasn't until, like you said, he became a principal and had all this horrible stuff happening that things changed. But then in this new age, you'd think people would have a harder time forming relationships and marriages. There wouldn't be as many chances to meet people, except for these sort of outlaw people that went to the underground clubs and or took off to California. So you just wonder, well, what is the next step? They're going to go back to arranged marriages or something.
Exactly.
Look up people online, have like eHarmony or whatever for the younger kids. I don't know. It sounds kind of a little scary on that front too. They don't really go into that, but it just makes you wonder.
Yeah, how far back are we going to go?
Right.
So it's, again, like anything in life, it's all about balance.
Right. That's true.
So any scenes you remember? Anything that happened?
I thought it was funny because Maddie had led such a isolated life that she was really surprised by all the different things that were out there, such as the club, and then the funny part about her making her first sandwich because she'd been eating these, I guess, delivered foods all her life.
Right.
Sound kind of blah, but I guess if that's what you're used to, you know, who knows the difference.
Exactly.
But her making that peanut butter and tomato sandwich. I thought, ugh.
I know.
I like both things, but, you know. Not together. But that was kind of cute because she'd been so isolated from, quote, real food mm-hmm. that to her, I think, oh, well, okay, you know.
Exactly.
So, that was kind of a cute part. So, and you just wonder, like, she is running away from everything that her dad stands for, that you wonder in the future, you know, what's going to happen with her and her parents. Her mother's, of course, a lot more understanding and still kind of has a little bit of a rebellious streak in herself, too.
Right.
She doesn't quite agree with everything her husband has set down, I don't think. That's the impression you get.
Yeah, she was definitely not 100% for the digital takeover.
Right.
You know, she was giving Maddie, you know, print books and a journal to write in, so she was trying to preserve some of those things. The scene I remember the most is when Maddie was taken away because they found out she'd been hanging out with Justin or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then they were sending her to go to live in wherever they were sending her, like a juvenile detention center or something.
Yes. Well, yeah, not really. Well, so like combination boarding school detention center, whatever.
Right.
So you'd have more strict discipline along with your education.
Right. And then in the end, she ends up going to live with her brother.
She'll be a little bit more free with it being out there in California, you feel like.
Yeah. Okay, so that's our take on Awaken by Katie Kavinsky. Thanks for listening, and please leave us your comments. Let us know if you've read it and how you liked it. And stay tuned for our next episode. We'll be discussing The Secret Keeper by Kate Morton. See you next month.
See you next month. Bye.
Bye.